Oikos presents 15 Seconds of Strength.
Here we go. Steve's got a trunk full of groceries and no one to help him.
Oh, that's tough, Jim. Looks like a 5-trip load at least.
He grabs the first bag, the second. Bob, it looks like he's trying to do it all one trip. He shimmies the door open, steps over the dog. Oh, and he stumbles.
Oh, right into the kitchen without missing a beat. Mm. Jim, now that's a man who eats his protein-packed Oikos.
With 15 grams of complete protein in each cup, Oikos Triple Zero can help build strength for every day. Oikos, stronger makes everything better.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. Funny thing about being fast, you end up waiting a lot. First to show up, first in line, then just waiting. Me, I rev up Chumba Casino. With over 200 social casino games, no slow lanes here. Why sit around when you can spin? I'm already racing. Your turn. Play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. That's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
It's In This League.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Come again.
With Scott Bogman and Chris Welch.
Can't wait.
What does that do? Does that blow your mind?
That just happened.
What's up, friends, and welcome into the In This League Fantasy Baseball Podcast. It is June 9th as we record. I'm Chris Welch. That is Scott Bogman. And we are here to talk about all the latest and greatest that is going down this week in baseball. A lot of injuries, a lot of names that we are going to get to hit from production from last week.
A lot of depression,
because we have also not publicly talked, at least together, about Corbin Burns, which we will do here in just a minute as well. We are here, Bogman repping Diamondbacks too, by the way. You have a purple shirt on.
Yeah.
Like the
turquoise shirt.
Yeah, turquoise polo on there. So very Diamondback centric. So here's the only Diamondbacks win in the last week is your fit, not their games. But check us out over at InThisLeague.com if you want, kind of a newish month. But anytime you guys can support us, there's a new process of how Patreon works anyways, where it's just like you start when you sign up instead of like the first of the month. So no longer is there any of those like, oh, I signed up, but there's only half the time. Like, nope, that's just not how it works now. But come and sign up on Patreon today, InThisLeague.com. Check out the prospect and dynasty lists. You can have access to us, special content that we do, and football stuff coming here in the near future. Bogman's had stuff being posted, but football's around the corner. Kind of a service across the board, but baseball never stops. Go to InThisLeague.com and support your boys today, InThisLeague.com. Boy, I said it on leading off, but can't really talk about our text thread of Corbin Burns being out for the season. Corbin Burns, Tommy John, not only going to miss this year, almost assuredly going to miss all of next year, which is just the biggest, most brutal blow. The Diamondbacks haven't won since he got hurt. And maybe it feels like I'm just like, you know, an angry Diamondbacks fan. They got to sell off.
Yeah, but they're not going to do that. Like I already know the next 6 weeks of my life is you saying how they need to sell off every single day, and they're just not selling off. That is the future of my next.
But what they should do though is sell off.
But they won't.
The process.
But you know they're not going to.
The reason they're not, or at least it's going to take more time, is because they're like eighth highest payroll in baseball, or whatever the hell it is. There's so much
money. The window
money
is open. That's what it is. Is the D-backs don't usually spend as much money as they do. It's open. It's not going to happen this year. You're correct. Like, I agree with you. I'm not going to sit here and defend the actions here, but they're not going to do this. Like, you and I both already know this.
So here's the only thing. I don't know. What is the standing in the division? Could you look that up real quick?
I can. They're three games below 500 because I got to 500 and then lost.
But like, what are they, like 9 games back of the Padres who are second or something like that?
The D-backs currently are 7.5 games back of the Dodgers, 6.5 back of the Padres, and in the wild card, 6 games back.
6 back of the wild card.
Of the Phillies. The Phillies are 9 games over 500.
So here's the only like caveat to why I think that window does open up. And this is fantasy relevant because, you know, if these guys move, are
Lawler
moving in and out,
will be playing every day if they move Suarez.
Yeah, Ryan Nelson's already there, but yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
Lawler would be a guy. A friend of mine actually said they saw Jake McCarthy at the airport last night. So I think McCarthy's coming up, which is weird. But the reason
about hanging out at the airport.
Yeah, he was just at the airport. He's like, I just saw Kevin Ginkle and Jake McCarthy. And he's like, are they getting called up? And I'm like, oh, I don't know. Maybe probably if they're flying into Phoenix. But one of the reasons that I think they consider it more than anything ever is because you also have Burns out for next season and they were at the tippy top of payroll and it's failed them. Plus, they're not going to re-sign Gallen. They might re-sign Naylor. I don't know about Eugenio Suarez. I think the team needs to offshore some money. Next year is going to be really tough because there's no chance they're re-signing Gallen. I actually do think if they just lost a series to the Reds. They lost all their games.
But they swept the Braves before that. Like this is.
But my point is if they're like
this team.
If they're double digit games out of the wild card and they keep going from behind, they're going to consider selling in the next couple of weeks. Gallen should no matter what be sold. I mean, unless they go on a huge tear, he should be sold no matter what. But there are opportunities that are going to create like false fantasy stuff. But the most relevant one would be like Lawler. Like, I don't know who else they replace. That's going to matter. Maybe Pavin sees a little bit more playing time. Maybe McCarthy comes back up and stuff, but Lawler would be the number one fantasy like relevant guy.
I mean, the most obvious to move would be Suarez and Gallen, right? And then after that, it's kind of like you can move McCarthy. You don't have to. Who else is a free agent? I can't remember who else is.
I think Shelby is a free agent because he's only like a 1 year.
Okay, yeah, and then you talked about Naylor is on a short deal too.
Naylor's, I think, I think he's on a 1 year. I think he's a free agent after this year.
Yeah, so I think. You know, all of those guys are possibilities, but I think honestly, the next 2 weeks, the record is going to matter. And if they go 500, or if they're still a game or two hovering around within striking distance of 500, I just don't think they sell until they're like 8 games back, 9 games back of 500, not in the wild card, because you can make up those games still. There's close to 90 games left still. So, yeah. But I think they're just going to have to dip. I don't think they're going to dip as far as. You know, they would want to sell everybody because they just also gave money to Cattell. They gave money to Lourdes, right? They just paid Corbin Burns. So they extended Perdomo. Like they've spent a bunch of money. So I feel like selling off after, you know, being 3 games under .500 this early, I just don't think they're going to do it. So I think we're going to be waiting for it to happen and it's not going to happen until like right around the deadline. If
trade market should start opening up here pretty soon though, but absolutely brutal blow. Burns, 2 years. I mean, even dynasty value, like keeper leagues of 8 and 10, like see ya. But even dynasty stuff, like there's just nothing there. What is Burns going to be like when he gets back? Was he going to be 33? It's just, it was absolutely brutal. Boy, 32 or whatever it is. But yeah, he's going to be out for a long, long time. And look into football season. Look into football season already.
You are.
With those Diamondbacks. Yeah.
The Steelers would be miserable. Just
like Aaron Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers. Yeah. Dude, Callie was even still trying to get me to do the live thing. I was like, it's June. Nobody's going to care, bro.
Nobody cares. Yeah, 100%. Yeah. All right. Some other baseball news that is out there. Bryce Harper placed on the IL with wrist inflammation. Lingering stuff. Don't like this.
Yeah. You know what's funny is I couldn't help but think back to Deepak talking about Tyreek Hill with the wrist injury in the football season. Right. And how he said, look, this is just something that's going to be degenerate for the rest of his career. It's like, you know, it's not going to heal all the way and be great again. And I'm kind of wondering if that's what is going on with Bryce Harper. If this is just something he's going to have to deal with for the rest of his career, kind of like Trout with the back, you know, obviously the wrist is not as bad. I think he'll be do the minimum stint and come back, but it's not good. It sucks. Just Harper getting older.
It's not good at all. We were kind of talking about like, you know, where do you turn? I mean, luckily there's been a bunch of guys. And I think even in like smaller leagues, people have starting to, you know, like Kurtz might be out. They might've grown weary of like Soderstrom not being amazing. Like people are burning and churning. Christian Walker may have been out there. So I actually think, you know, unfortunately everybody could have been picked up, but CES is just coming off of he came off the IL 3 straight games homers. Like I actually think there's some guys.
Yeah.
I think there might be some guys, but you know, hopefully you've got a first baseman that can be replaced. So the replacement you're looking for is more of like a corner infielder. Right. You could even look at Otto Kemp, who they brought up. Otto Kemp had been destroying AAA, makes a lot of contact. There's some homers and stuff out there, but you know, probably just make that replacement with Bohm. Bohm, I think, is the one that's been moving over there. So Bryce Harper, would you try to get out from under Harper right now? I know he's on the IL and it's actually not a great time, but do you think you need to get out from him because this injury and the lingering thing you're talking about?
No, I don't think so. I think it is something that's going to be annoying, though. And I understand the want to, but I just don't think specifically an older guy who's had this wrist injury thing before, it happens again, right?
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Riley Herbst from 2311 Racing here. And you know what grinds my gears? Waiting for coffee. But instead of counting frappes and lattes, I fire up Chumba Casino. No apps, no fuss, just fun social casino games to pass the time. By the time my coffee's ready,
order for Riley.
I've already taken a few victory laps. Next time you're stuck waiting, make it entertaining. Play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time on a fancy water bottle with ultra-titanium alloy metal. You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water. But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time for water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
I generally come in at least 15 minutes late. I use the side door. And after that, I just sort of space out for about an hour.
Space out?
I probably only do about 15 minutes of real, actual work.
Would you
be a good sport and indulge us and just tell us a little more? Let me tell you something about
In This League.
I don't know what you're getting back for him. I think people are going to try to undersell you if you try to trade him when he comes back, and you have to wait for him to hit one of those nice peaks. And at that point, you don't really want to trade him. So I just don't think you're going to get fair value back if you try to move him after this injury. So we'll see.
I think I agree with that. One person who's been on kind of my buy list, and I think that window might have closed, is George Kirby.
I mean,
George
Kirby shut. It did not just close.
Yeah.
With vengeance, it closed.
Rattled off a big 14 strikeout performance. And I was on Leading Off doing a little bit of a breakdown. Super interesting, though, is like the pitch mix stuff. Because, like, let me go to his last, I want you guys to hear his last season stuff. Because he's always like adding, he's always just like tinkering. He's a tinkerer. Yeah. I've always talked about that. He had the split finger. So this was him last year. He went four seam. He went sinker. He went slider. I guess it's not as dramatic as I was thinking. He went split finger as his fourth pitch, knuckle curves. So five pitches. He's still rocking five pitches. And I guess now that I look at it, 18% last year was split finger and curve. 18% is split finger and curve this year. I guess the thing to say is he's using his split finger less, and it's just not efficient. Last year, it was his number one whiff pitch. This year, it's the number two worst. Hmm. But he's like primary four-seam sinker slider. He barely, in his last start, he barely used the split finger whatsoever. It was just 93% four-seam sinker slider instead of, you know, that's usually, what would that math be? 82%.
Right.
Heavy, heavy on that. Fastball got a lot of whiffs. His slider looked really good.
Commanding. It's kind of like going back to basics then?
That's kind of how I said it. Is like, I think he was going back to basics. He throws a lot of strikes. He pounds the fastball in. His four-seam fastball is actually up on velo a little bit. And he got the job done. And
it worked.
Yeah, and I think I've always wanted him to not tinker. Like that whole, like, he really gets pissed if he walks and da-da-da. I don't know. It's the highest walk rate he's ever had in his career, 4.5%, and it's still one of the best in the league. I think there's a lot working in his favor. The other thing that makes, when you said slam shut, though, with Kirby, it's got like a 6 ERA. You know, so there's still, like, there's still surface level stuff you could potentially buy on. And I'm a pretty firm buy on George Kirby right now.
Yeah, I mean, if you can, great. But I do think that George Kirby is one of those guys that it's like, as soon as the other shoe drops, as soon as he's doing anything, it's like that the value window is completely done, right? You're going to have to pay up
the real value. Yeah, we're in like
real value.
There's maybe still a little bit of value, but it's just a different version of what that was.
Yeah, you're talking about 75 cents on the dollar versus 90 cents on the dollar at this point, right? So it is. I feel like it. Most of the window has shut. More than 50% of the value that you were getting is probably gone. So, but I mean, still a good option to trade for because he's still a good pitcher.
Yeah. Some rookie call-ups. We mentioned Otto Kemp is up. Kyle Teal got the call-up. Love that. Let me pull up Kyle Teal because he got his first hit. He's going to be playing.
Did he score the game-winning run on a wild pitch as well?
I think that was it. Yeah, he like got on base like his first three. He's hitting 375 over two games right now. All the stuff looks weird, you know, good hard hit numbers and stuff. But Kyle Teal is just a great bet, especially for catchers. I actually have to update my ranks today or tomorrow. But as a guy that'll probably play some first base, decent. Like where did he play? He had to have played first base in his first two games, right? Is it going to tell me? Let's see, catcher. No, I guess it was catcher. No, I guess he has only caught in those first two games. Now that I'm looking at it, which is kind of surprising to me because
he DH'd one game.
Oh, okay, that's what it. Because Edgar Caro is going to be more, I think, even maybe a little bit more of the primary catcher. But either way, like if he's playing some first base, that's going to give him extra value, a really good hit tool. And then the other guy just to throw out is Ryan Ritter, who I talked about on leading off. He got called up by the Rockies triple in his very first hit. He was destroying AAA. Did not need to be there anymore. He's going to get some opportunities. You know, strikeouts.
He had like 16 homers and 3 stolen bases. Like, guy can hit.
He was second before getting called up in homers in AAA.
And anyone going to Colorado, you know, has to have at least a long look, right?
Well, as I was saying, like, when I did the little short or whatever, he was one of those guys that he doesn't have. It was kind of like Lawler. It's not like overpowering, like hard hit or da da da. But he's one of those guys that got the ball like launch angle 14, 15 degrees, makes good contact, decent power, optimizing, you know, like CJ Abrams does. And I was like, well, with him going to Colorado, he's still got that ability to kind of keep doing that. So he's actually a little bit more worthwhile than I think like the surface level is, especially if you don't know who Ryan Ritter is. Deeper leagues, Ryan Ritter is someone I'd be paying attention to. Probably over, oh man, him versus Otto Kemp is a tough one. I think I would go Ritter over Kemp.
Your boy Cags isn't off to the best start so far.
Hitting a couple balls. Yeah, we should take a look at
6 for 25, 1 RBI, hitting 240.
I mean, that's like 250 almost, right?
I think didn't he get on base like 4 times yesterday? So I think most of that was yesterday.
And there's some stuff I'll take in here. 57% hard hit rate, 14% barrel, 16% strikeout rate. He's not striking bad out. Yeah, no walks, I like though. Yeah, he's not walking. Check this out. This is something you'll like. The breaking off-speed pitches, he's hitting fine, but he's hitting only 182 against fastballs, but an expected 400. So just showing you, like, he's going to start catching up the fastballs
and here in a bit. His last game yesterday, he was on base for, he had 4 hits. He was 4 for 4. So, you know, starting to come around. So exciting to see what this guy can do.
Give me my boy Cags. Buy low opportunity if someone's like, he's not really doing really super good. Like, all right, give me Cags for the rest of the season. Some other notes. I love that you put this here because you're just 100% right. All I had to do was be like, what's the point of Marcus Semien even? And all you and I had to do was just kind of talk negatively. Marcus Semien is clicking again after hitting 198 in April, 207 in May, hitting 435 so far in June. He's got 2 homers. He's stolen a base. He's not striking out anymore. He's walking. He's at a 500 OBP. Let's see where it continues. I will say it's.
You see still what else like, happened, by the way? You see Carlos Rodon get smashed.
And he, of
after
course,
I was like, yeah, I was like, he's clearly the best. I don't know what I'm talking about. He's.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ryan Seacrest here. When you have a busy schedule, it's important to maximize your downtime. One of the best ways to do that is by going to ChumbaCasino.com. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino games like spin slots, bingo, and solitaire that you can play for free for a chance to redeem some serious prizes. So hop on to ChumbaCasino.com now and live the Chumba life. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time on a fancy water bottle with ultra-titanium alloy metal. You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water. But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time. For water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, not available in all states. Potential savings will vary. In this league.
Oh, I remember.
I love it.
In this league.
Oh, I remember.
Yeah, I remember that.
The best pitcher in baseball, he goes out and gets hammered.
Yeah, it's one of those things. I will say, like, my point maybe still kind of stands where I said, hey, listen, even when, because we all knew Simeon was going to like re-click to some degree.
Right.
I don't think he's going to hit 400, but if he does, then I'm wrong. But like, I don't know, maybe it'll still stand of like, what is the, when you were trying to decide like, all right, hey, listen, do I want to stick around anymore? Do I go pick up a hot whatever? Like, what will the big look like for Simeon? Is he going to hit 8 more homers this month and then I egg on my face? But what if he hits 4?
Right.
And he hits like 300 with 4 homers. Like, that's good. But was it worth sitting on it for 2 months? That's what I'm trying to come to terms with. But we
it's
all
still
knew.
7 games that he's played this month.
Yeah.
It's not like, it's not even like it's 15. You know,
your grandmas knew that Marcus Simeon was going to pull it around. Everybody knew Marcus Simeon was going to like get back. What level that was going to look like was the question. And right now it's loud in June, but it's a very short sample size. But like, should go pick him up if he's still floating out there. That would definitely be. I bet his ownership is pretty low still.
Simeon?
I'd bet so.
What do you think it is on Yahoo? I have it pulled up.
I'll bet you it's 60%.
Right. All right. Doesn't want to work. There we go.
If it's over 80, I'll be surprised.
83%.
I'm surprised. I'm surprised that many people held that long.
I mean, he got drafted by every, you know, and how many.
But he was literally like the worst player for 2 months.
Yeah, but how many, you know, actively. How many of those? Yeah, active leagues, yeah. 40% or.
Well, that's why I said 60. You know,
yeah,
I think the production wise, he could have been like a 30%, 40% guy. But I thought over 50%.
Well, even if I bet you a lot of that was today and yesterday. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, seeing his ownership pickups, from like 3 days ago would have been better.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Brenton Doyle benched on Sunday in a 1-for-27.
There are plenty of guys that were benched, but that one I just kind of thought that, okay, we probably need to talk about how bad Doyle has been, because he has been miserable this year. 5 homers, 6 on base is not horrific, but 196 is his batting average. His BABIP is .241, down from .295 is his career. Walk rate is fine. Strikeout rate is okay. It's like the same. Just this guy is not having a good year at all. Everything that Welsh said was 100% correct. This is like the 1-for-1. Take all the clips, make the, you know, I'm not interested in Brenton Doyle. Make all those clips for yourself, Welsh, because he did it right here.
Yeah, this was definitely a draft. But the ironic thing is, like, I think I said this like 2 weeks ago and leading off, it has not panned at that time. I think now I might have some interest in Doyle, because now it's dirt
it's
cheap.
It swung the other way. Yeah, yeah.
But also, like, listen, not as good as he was last year. That's the step away. But better hard hit rate this year, better barrel percent this year, hitting the ball in the air a little bit more, launch angle sweet spot, good. Average exit velocity, better. All these things are better.
The XBA is .242.
And his XBA is like 50 points higher. He is underperforming against every single pitch type. He's still pulling the ball in the air some. You know, it's a little bit less, but he's still doing like a half decent job at that. And then his zone contact is up. Like all of, I give me a free Brenton Doyle or someone you can throw in when everyone's out. I think there's some potential upside on buying him super low or if he gets cut, but he is in the thing right now.
Would it surprise you to know that he's only 23rd among qualified hitters that in the difference between the actual batting average and the XBA?
What do you mean?
Like there are 22 guys that have a higher differential between their average and their X average, their expected average.
Like, so, as in you thought that should be,
I thought that was lower. 46 points is huge, but Jock Peterson is up here at the highest at 76 because he's hitting 131.
Yeah.
Right. So then, but Dylan Cruz is in there 196 to 258. Trout Soto is 60 points because he's supposed to be hitting 304. He's hitting 244.
I would have said he's one of the top ones because I know he's got a huge differential.
Yeah. Ben Rice is in here, supposed to be hitting 296. He's hitting 241. Salvi is in here, 53 points difference. Lou Bob is only hitting 177, supposed to be 229. Luis Garcia, who we talked about last week, 311 is his XBA. He's hitting 259. So there's some positive regression coming for a lot of these guys here.
Yeah, and that's why Brenton Doyle might be like, if you can get him thrown in a trade or he gets cut, someone I probably would take a look at.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
On the injury front, these are hitter stuff, and we're going to go to pitcher news. Jordan Westberg expected to return on Tuesday. That's a good sign. Lane Thomas not only went through a full workout on Saturday, he was actually just activated.
Was he? Okay.
Like minutes ago. Yeah, so he just got activated and brought back. Giancarlo
Stanton. No rehab assignment for him at all.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's In This League.
Buckle up, buckaroo.
All night.
Yeah, well, he was on one before. He was on a rehab assignment. Then he came back and kind of went back really quick. So I guess they just felt he was good to go. Giancarlo Stanton could begin a rehab assignment next week. I forgot about him.
Dude, I thought he was definitely missing the whole year because they were thinking about doing the double Tommy John surgery on him. But how are you going to wipe your ass? You know what I mean? Like, how could he do anything if you have TJ on both?
Isn't he also kind of like the age and stage of his career where it's just like, you know, maybe you just pull through it, and if you lose the seat, like, how old is he? Is he like 36? No, he's like 32. Oh, he's 35. Yeah, you were more right. Yeah, pull through double surgery, that's gonna end your career if you don't play next season either. Like, I don't know, like, how much more does we're on the last
for hitters? It's not as long. I think it takes 6 months for TJ for hitters,
but God,
you know, the it's both elbows are like degenerative. He's going to have surgery for both, but it's, you know, as a human, you can't do both elbows at one time. You know what I mean? Like, you have to do one at a time, I would think.
Also, it's just where we're at. But I just realized, like, he was drafted in 2007 and he's like close to retiring. Like, that's where we're at. Like, all these guys, I remember when he was Mike. He's not Mike anymore. Giancarlo.
He's been around so long. He has a different name. That's right.
Yeah. Couple of those guys out there. Ryan Mountcastle is going to be out 8 to 12. I didn't even see this one. 8 to 12 weeks with a grade 2 hamstring strain. I did not see. I was talking about Samuel Basayo today in our prospecting with the Welsh that, you know, if this team starts to sell off with Mountcastle, if he were to be gone, which now it looks like he is, and Ryan O'Hearn, they might show Samuel Basayo some time here soon. He could be a secondary catcher. Can play some first DH. I know they're looking for playing time for guys like Kobe Mayo, but just saying, if O'Hearn is also traded, that opens up the opportunity for Mayo and Basayo to play. So maybe that's the case. But this is a Kobe Mayo tweet.
Yeah, I mean, there's so hurt. I mean, I know Westberg is going to be back soon, but Mullins is on the IL, O'Neill's on the IL, Mounty now, and Gary Sanchez, like, just so many hitters on the IL. They got rid of, you know, Burns didn't re-sign. Pitching staff has been fairly hurt as well. It's like, I think the D-backs and the Orioles are a little bit of a parallel. Obviously, the Orioles worse in record.
Yeah, but two of the most disappointing teams based on expectations in baseball. I completely agree with you on that one.
Yeah.
AL, 100%, it is the Orioles, and NL, I don't know. There's a more disappointing team than the Diamondbacks.
Yeah, I mean, there's Yeah. You're
probably no, I mean, name a better
Braves.
Okay. You know, no, where are the Braves at? Are they
10 games below 500? 27 and 37.
They might rival the Diamondbacks if you
do. We're only three games back. We just swept them and gave them their worst loss since 1973 or whatever in that Iglesias meltdown. So, yeah, they're worse than us. But, yeah, I would say the Braves, Orioles, D-backs are all, you know, unbelievably disappointing. I think the Astros are now back to leading their division, so they're better. I think the Rangers being four games back is a little surprising. You know, the Red Sox are pretty bad too. So
yeah, Red Sox is definitely disappointing. AL East for show. There was a trade. Austin Wins was traded to the A's for some cash. A's just continue to just like we'll try this today, we'll try that tomorrow. Like they're just trying to figure something out.
They can't even figure out the stadium. Who cares? No. You
know? Yeah, that's true. And Yokensky Noel was demoted, so out. Gone. Lane Thomas is up, but that was in another move replacement. So I don't know.
Another new way to pronounce his name. How do we say it now? Yohensky?
Yohensky. Yeah. John Kinsey.
I thought it was John Kinsey. No.
John Kinsey. Yeah, probably. I don't know. I just look at it and it gives me anxiety when I look at his name. J-H-O-N-K.
What about Yavid Best? How about him?
Oh, yeah. Yavid. Yavid. But this could open opportunity when a guy like Noel is kind of given up on for maybe like a Chase Dolander. Or okay. Chase Dolander is the pitcher. Chase Dolander is the Guardians outfielder.
Too many names, Welsh.
There's too many. Just simply because, like, he's back. He's in AAA. Injury's a little bit behind him. You may just want to get him up here soon. I do think that's another guy that we could be seeing maybe before the All-Star break, you know, maybe right after. Like, I think Dolander is somebody that could get some opportunity. Mm. Over on the pitchy side, Yuri Perez activated today, and he is finally going to pitch. I'm very excited to actually watch this one. This also right after, did you see, I know you must have seen it, Ryan Weathers get absolutely beamed in the head by his catcher.
Read the rest of that, by the way.
Yeah,
the
I know.
The thing that you're on the sheet. By the way, and then Ryan Weathers got hit. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I know. That's why I went to it. I was going to it because I saw it. But yeah, dude, just beamed. The
velo dip too. Like, what was he thinking? Like, every catcher grabs that ball on the last pitch and throws it to second, and he walks right in front of it. Like, he's been gone too long, obviously.
That looked like a 90-something mile an hour, too. He took right to the dome.
And then the velo dip. Like, you know, getting hit in the noggin doesn't explain the velo dip. So he was removed from the game early. I think it was, what did he throw, like 3 or 3 1/3 or something? So might be going back to the IL with the concussion and a screwed up elbow as well.
But the important thing is Yuri Perez is back, and it's a fantastic matchup against the Pirates. You guys are probably listening to this. Hopefully I have it out in time right before, but either way, I think the worry would be pitch count stuff or extended innings could shorten him. I'd imagine he's somewhere in the 80 pitches. Duke could go 5, especially this Pirates offense. Guy could pull out 5 or 6. I don't think it's too crazy to think, but he's back, you know, shouldn't be available anywhere. Everybody should have already made those moves and stuff. But hat tip, I did not think we would see Yuri Perez in June. I really was, of all the things, it's very funny. I'm like, oh, Shane McClanahan, but I didn't want any Yuri Perez, you know, and Yuri Perez is back and McClanahan's not going to be back for like another month or two, but, you know, fast recovery, hopefully doesn't blow it, but we have seen some pretty, pretty poor results from most of these pitchers that have returned from injury this season. So I don't know what to think of it.
I mean, it's just, you know, coming off of major surgery, usually those guys have issues with command. That's the biggest thing. That's the thing that takes the longest to come back. Obviously, the velo is usually there pretty quick, but the command and being able to spot your pitches is not easy. That's why you don't want a guy coming off TJ surgery that first year back. You want him that second year back, or you hope at least they pitch. Like for Corbin Burns, we want him to pitch at least in August next year, right? Like August, September.
That's what
like,
Sandy and McClanahan did last season. They pitched in September.
Right. You want 5 or 6 starts just so you're already on that plane. So hopefully you're getting your command back by the time spring training rolls around. So we'll see. Tepidly optimistic is what I would say about Yuri.
I will say though, do you think this is a let's say Yuri rattles off a nice start. one earned run, six strikeouts, five innings. I think it's a great time to try to sell him, just knowing that it's like the Marlins, potential holdbacks, what they're going to be playing for.
No, No. What I want is I want for him to come back and tank the first 3 to 4 starts. That is when you go buy him. I think that's when you go and add him, is if he comes back and, you know, just doesn't look quite right coming back initially. I think maybe you get the people that are frustrated. You wait for him so long, he comes back and then he sucks. I think you could get him. I think I'd rather be buying on him now than selling is the point.
That's an interesting take. Okay. Yeah. I mean, I think I'm a little indifferent about it. If you had somebody, it's tough because I think it's probably more of like a keeper dynasty type of thing and redraft. Sure, like, who really wants to buy Yuri Perez super high? You'd have to really have the foresight of like, he's just not going to work out. And I'm not sure that that's going to be the case. Shohei Ohtani throwing another bullpen today. Is there ramping him up closer? I really think you got to see him before the season ends so they can use him in the playoffs, but that doesn't matter too much. I do own him in a CBS league where, you know, he can be a pitcher or hitter, but it's going to be all hitter.
I didn't really think about it, but you know, you can't.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Rakuten is the smartest way to save money when you shop, because members get cash back at over 3,500 stores across every category, including fashion, beauty, electronics, home essentials, travel, dining, and more. Your favorite stores like Lenovo and Wine.com pay Rakuten a commission for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the commission with its members, and that could be you. Cashback is deposited directly into your PayPal account, or if you prefer, Rakuten can send you a check. The choice is yours. You can even maximize your savings by stacking cashback on top of other deals, like store sales and coupons. You're already shopping at your favorite stores. Why not save while you're doing it? Membership is free and it's easy to sign up. Get the Rakuten app now and join the 17 million members who are already saving. Cashback rates change daily. See Rakuten.com for details. That's Rakuten. Your cashback really adds up.
This is an ad by BetterHelp. June is Men's Mental Health Month, and every year, 6 million men suffer from depression. If you're feeling overwhelmed, the strongest thing you can do is ask for help. And BetterHelp makes it easy. Take a short online quiz and connect from home with a qualified therapist. Visit BetterHelp.com to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com.
Man, I'll tell you what, that dang old
in this league.
Talk about www. Call me, you made it go click, 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 click. It's real easy, man.
I don't know what you're saying, but that's what's going on, yeah.
He can't go on a rehab assignment and work his arm up, you know, because it's too important to the everyday lineup. So, yeah, they're probably just going to baby him. It's going to be forever until he actually does pitch. And they were even talking about him pitching in the World Series last year. A bunch of lying ass liars that lie all the time, these reporters. But I don't know. You're probably not going to get much of it this year. So we'll see.
We are
babying him so much.
We are going to get some Shoto Imanaga here tomorrow in Phoenix. And you bet your ass I'm going to go out there. I'm going to try to make my new best friend, Mike Imanaga. We'll see if it happens. But Shota is going to throw two innings here in the Arizona Complex League, unfortunately down at Sloan. So I'm going to have to do a nice old drive. But he's going to be pitching. And then it's funny because they're talking about it in this sense of like, he's going to pitch there and then they're going to think about the rehab assignment. It's a sanctioned minor league game unless they're going to not have him pitch in the game. But that's not what they're saying. He's technically going to start his rehab here on Tuesday and then he'll move out probably to, you know, whatever it is. I don't think they're going to have him go like to double A and then triple A. Just go send him on an assignment. It works because he's been working out here, do a game on Tuesday night. That's it at Sloan, and then send him out probably to triple A Iowa or whatever to get or two starts in.
I have just an interesting question about your process when you go and see Shota. Will there be like a bunch of Japanese reporters there to see him rehab? Do you like get to talk to those guys at all?
If that's a really
at good ACL.
Okay, so there probably will be, because there has been a little bit of an influx of like Japanese reporters, because you also have to remember there's, well, you don't have to remember, but I'm telling you, Shane Lin is a two-way player for the Reds that is getting some coverage out here. He's playing both. Chin Ko, I'm forgetting the other part of his first name, is with the Dodgers, and he's this big, like 6'5" outfielder. So there's quite a few like Japanese or Korean like players that are out here, and I have seen in a couple spots.
They're just there are reporters that follow these guys around like paparazzi.
No, that's dude, in spring point. Training,
yeah,
it's crazy. I remember I was at the day camp opened when Roki Sasaki signed. There were 100+ Japanese reporters that were there. I've never seen anything like it. They literally had a row over by one of the bullpens. It was just camera upon camera and just hundreds of Japanese reporters and fans that had been there. I just don't know if it'll translate. Oh, they did make this very public though. Sometimes they sneak these things in and a guy just pops up and boom, he's throwing.
He's probably tired of it. You know, he probably knows these guys from Japan, probably knows them personally. It's like, you have to follow me everywhere.
There's definitely a possibility, because they made this as public as they did, that there could be some of that coverage.
I bet you there will be a decent amount of reporters there. The only reason I know this is because when I went to the All-Star game in Kansas City, I think it might've been Darvish's first All-Star game, and there were a million Japanese reporters there. Like, they interviewed people, say we were standing in line, they interviewed us. They're like, are you here to see Darvish specifically? And we're like, we think Darvish is awesome, but we're not here to see him specifically. You know, we're here for the barbecue, if we're being honest here. It's Kansas City, bro. You know, but, you know, I just saw a lot of reporters. And then going to a couple of those other All-Star games, you know, going to Seattle, I mean, Ichiro was there.
But see, those are just different environments.
Like, of course. Yeah. But, you know, going to spring training and seeing the Japanese stars there and seeing, you know, I think I went to one of the first Shohei games, or maybe it was just watching it on TV. I can't remember, but there were a million reporters there. And I just kind of wonder, I always wondered about that. Like, I wonder if they get followed to rehab assignments and stuff like that as well.
I'll pay attention to it.
Aggressive.
Yeah. I mean, Darvish had been working out here a bunch, and there's nobody here, but nothing was really public or made public. So that's what's a little bit different about it. But yeah, it's a good question.
I mean, interviewing one of those guys would be cool. You know,
there's going to be people there because they made it kind of public, of course. But Imanaga is going to be working his way back, 2 innings. I'm going to get out there and see how he looks. They said it's like 30 something pitches. So then that's why I think he might have a couple rehab assignments in. They might want to build him back up, you know, air quotes, build him back up. They might want him to push 50, 60 in the first AAA one, and then one more after that, and then you're in the majors. I don't know. Sometimes these guys don't want or need big minor league stints. It's like one or two starts. So it might be one here, one in AAA, and then you're back in the majors. That would probably behoove the Cubs, if we're being honest about it.
Yeah.
Some other moves. Injuries on the pitching side. Zebby Matthews was placed on the IL with a shoulder strain. Simeon Woods Richardson expected to take his spot, because remember, they've also already got David Festa up. So SWR is back. Shane McClanahan, speaking of, we mentioned, threw a bullpen on Friday, and another injured big pitcher, Max Scherzer, threw a sim game. So some things floating out there about both. Yeah, but it's a slow work back. I was just joking with somebody. I popped over to the Dodgers complex on Saturday. I saw Alexis Diaz, and I watched him throw, if anyone cares. But we were joking that like last year, that place was just littered. It was like Walker Buehler is there, and Tony Gonsolin's always there, and there was just a million guys that were always hurt. There's a million guys hurt, but none are really there. But I did see Kyle Hurt work out, and then Alexis Diaz ran a bullpen session, talked with coaches. They're clearly working on delivery and fastball. If anybody, you know, I know it's not like big news. I shared some pictures of him, but I was actually surprised. Because it was funny when I walked in, like you walk down the thing, it's actually new. You would trip out if you saw the complex, how it looks. And they now built over to the right. They built another facility. This is the Dodgers. Camelback. So Camelback, when you walk down this path, to your left is the field. To your right, there used to just be a lot of like workout space and cages, and they'd have to like do a long walk to their big facility dugout. But they built a dugout, or they have I keep saying dugout. They have like the locker rooms and stuff, but they built another room that's right on the path that it has like gym equipment and they can work out in.
Huh.
but then there's a door and they walk right out. Like, I almost ran into Alexis Diaz. I was walking and then he just like came out the door and I was like, whoa. And I'm like, that's Alexis Diaz. And then he did some stretching, long toss, and then he went into the bullpen session. They had all the gear out, analyzing it. He was analyzing between pitches and stuff. So maybe he's going to come out soon. But all of this was actually meant to say, it's just funny because I might be seeing Tony Gonsolin again soon, because Tony Gonsolin is back on the IL with right elbow discomfort, which is not good to hear. And he might be hanging out at his favorite place back at Camelback Ranch. And Tony Gonsolin been decent.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time on a fancy water bottle with ultra-titanium alloy metal. You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water. But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time. For water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
Hey,
in this league.
Look at us. Look at us. Huh? Who would have thought?
Not me. Not me. Not me.
Who would have thought?
Not me. Not me.
Look at us.
Look at us.
Who would have thought?
Not me. Not me.
All right, Boggs, let's take a look at your big hitting performances. Number one in hits over the last week, Vinny P and our boy, Jacob Wilson. Jacob Wilson. Continuing that AL Rookie of the Year bid, 13 hits. They led the way. 12 hits. We had Pete Alonso and Lawrence Butler. 11, Mookie and Machado. I don't feel like we have talked much, if at all, about Vinny P this season. But Vinny clicking over this last week, now up to 280, 10 homers. Someone had mentioned like cutting him recently. Just looks like he was a big piece of that Royals offense needing to click. Now he's clicking. Average is up better than it's been over the last 2 years. He's destroying righties. He is not doing well against lefties, by the way. He has a 300-200 righty-lefty split, but absolute destruction of righties is why he's finding really good success right now. And I'm kind of here for he's pulling the ball in the air and just probably a decent buy.
Really like just had a first different. Bad month. 177 yeah. In April. Then 330 in May, and now he's up to 483 in June in only seven games. Yet, what was that? Four homers, and he already has two homers this month. So, yeah, he looks good. How high among first basemen do you have Vinny P? And would you rather have rest of the season your boy Vinny P or Caglione?
I think I would rather have Vinny P. Just because I trust him more. Yeah, I mean, I haven't gone in to do this week's ranks, but I don't think I have him high enough because he's like this last week really clicked back in. I'm clicking on it right now. Yeah, I had him way too low. I think he's got to go. I think he sits right around like 10, 11. You know, like Ben Rice is kind of tracked back. He's got yeah. Ben Rice has that like really good profile, but. Just, you know, statistically.
Ben Rice with the XBA that says he should be hitting 300 and he's not.
Yeah, so. He's got more homers, but, you know, I think you're fine. Vinny is a better floor than him right now. Aranda's an interesting one because he just continues to hit. He's hitting 320, but the power isn't maybe quite there in the split. So I think I would actually take Vinny over him. So, yeah, I mean, I think that puts him at like 10. Well, here's a good one. Vinny P or Tyler Soderstrom?
Vinny P for me.
Without question.
I mean, I just kind of expect Soderstrom to sink. I think he got on base five times yesterday or whatever. But I do think that he's been kind of sinking a little bit, hasn't he, Soderstrom?
Yeah, but he actually kind of bounced a little bit, a little dead cat bounce because he got back.
Nine homers in April. He hit three in May. He's got two this month already, which is nice. But the average drop from 284 to 241 to 231. Like Soderstrom is still fine. I'm not saying
he's back up to
bad.
260 now, though, I think, isn't he?
Okay. Well, probably overall. I'm just looking at month by month.
Yeah, like, he's back up.
He had a huge power surge in April, but it wasn't there in May. So we'll see in June. He already has two, which is nice. But if you're buying him, you're buying him for homers. I just think that Vinny P is a little bit more than homers. So,
and I would take Vinny P over Christian Walker. Christian Walker.
Yes, I would too. Yeah.
Okay, good. We found it. We found the window.
Well,
we got you there.
Yeah.
Just checking. He's still hitting like the 200. Jacob Wilson up to 8 homers, 5 stolen bases, .372 batting average. It's going to take a big struggle for him to let go of this Rookie of the Year award right now. He's hitting .422 against lefties and .361 against righties. It's just absolutely absurd. He doesn't strike. I mean, you guys kind of know the drill. He just keeps doing it, though. Doesn't hit the ball hard, but he makes quality contact. He's hitting .300 against every or plus against every single pitch type. So Jacob Wilson's got a firm lead and really just not surprised to see him on this list. You don't have Yahoo up, do you?
I do.
What is is he on the Yahoo player rater since they value average so much? I bet I could see him being like, let's see, maybe 42, Jackie Robinson.
Higher or better.
Better? Oh my God. 25?
Better.
That's the dumbest. I'm going to start cursing. That's the dumbest thing on the planet. 20?
He's 19.
That's so stupid. That's so dumb. In a head-to-head or roto, he's not a top 20 overall player because he's hitting .360. That's crazy. He has 8 homers, 5 stolen bases. Like, it's fine. It's good. Maybe top 50 because of the advantage of the batting average, but really?
He's minus .550 right now for AL Rookie of the Year. Can you give me who the next?
Riley Herbst from 2311 Racing here. And you know what grinds my gears? Waiting for coffee. But instead of counting frappes and lattes, I fire up Chumba Casino. No apps, no fuss, just fun social casino games to pass the time. By the time my coffee's ready,
order for Riley.
I've already taken a few victory laps. Next time you're stuck waiting, make it entertaining. Play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Open the door to huge savings now at Menards. Enhance the appearance of your home with a new stylish garage door. Choose from our large in-stock selection of ideal garage doors or design your own using our free garage door designer in-store or on Menards.com. Save big on ideal garage doors. And don't forget to check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big.